What can you do when you're on hold, when God has you in a holding room and you feel trapped or helpless or maybe angry or all of the above? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm talking about holding on while you're on hold. Yesterday, I promised to share three truths with you that will help you hold on, and the first one was trust in God's sovereignty, believing He's still in control even though you can't see or feel it. Step two is trust in God's timing. Listen to these verses from Psalm 37. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. God's timing often seems so inappropriate to us. What possible good can come from waiting any longer? That's how we see it. I can look back on my life and see how the waiting periods of my life were there for a purpose I did not see or like at the time. But with hindsight, I can now understand that God had a purpose for the delays that seemed so unnecessary to me. For about 4 years, my church was in the process of opening a residential home for women who have been sexually trafficked. It was quite a journey, and now we have a beautiful home in just the right place, doing what God's called us to do. But along the way, there were two other homes that I thought God wanted us to have, and I tried everything possible to make it happen. But the doors closed, and I remembered wondering if we would ever find the right house in the right place. Believe me, you run into all kinds of roadblocks when you want to open a home like this. It looked like Mission Impossible. And then through one quick reference from one person, I found a house that seemed right, and in incredible speed, we owned the house within a week. When God's time was right, things moved very quickly, but I couldn't see that when we were on hold. Maybe that's where you are today. You're waiting on God to move, and He seems to be quite late. Proverbs 19:2 reminds us that desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? In other words, impatience will get you in trouble. So can you trust in God's timing today and believe that He has good things for you? It's one of the most important lessons you need to learn while you're holding on. Remember that our January get-together is scheduled for the 23rd at 10 a.m. with Carol Kent. Register at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.